That is completely up to the audience. We really hope so. But yeah, when we first set out to make this movie, we knew very early on that we wanted to do some, we wanted to be wildly respectful to the canon in the first two original Terminator movies. Mm-hmm. But we also wanted to be able to stand on our own 2 feet and take the audience where they had never been before in a Terminator film, because Terminator 1 and 2, they exist. They're perfect movies and you can see them. There's no need to remake them because they are perfect movies in their current incarnation. So for us, we wanted to create something that, if you were a fan of the original, there'd be wonderful Easter eggs in that for you. Mm-hmm. But if you were a new audience member coming to see this movie, there was absolutely no homework required. This was the first of, you know, if the audience so chooses, hopefully more movies. And that was incredibly exciting. And the other thing that's really phenomenal about the universe that James Cameron created is it's maybe more relevant today than it ever has been. Mankind's relationship with technology has changed so radically from when the original films were made. And Cameron's spoken very publicly about how those movies were very much Cold War era movies, and he was a product of that time period. And the threat of nuclear apocalypse will always be a part of the DNA of a Terminator movie. But when you think to 1991, which is the last time I made the movie, the IBM's just come into the household. Mm-hmm. The internet is this idea that we're paranoid about, and we're repelling this technology from being a part of our daily lives. Yet now, we can't exist without our iPhone. We can't exist without our iWatch. We line up in front of stores to invite this technology into our lives, which allowed us to posit a world where Skynet no longer needed to bang down the front door because we were handing the keys over to them. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a moment in the movie where Sarah Connor is listening to somebody talk about Genesis, and he says, you know, I'll be connected 24/7. My car will be connected to my phone, will be connected to my coffee pot. And she looks at him and says, you know, he said, I'm connected to everything. And she's, but connected to what? And that's a question we love for people to walk mm-hmm. away as they're, you know, have a good time at the movie, no question. But then as soon as you step out and you turn your phone back on, just for 1 second, we know you're not going to stop using your phone, nor should you. But for 1 second, think about it.